And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. The European Union representative to Zimbabwe says the regional group is still in a standby mode in its rather complicated relationship with Harare, as it is still waiting for full election reports from African institutions to begin dialogue with Zimbabwe.
For the moment, nothing is being decided. The only thing that happened is that on the 27th of September, ZMDC, the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation, was delisted. But for the rest, we are still on a kind of standby position.
The annual World Bank and International Monetary Fund meetings officially commenced in Washington today, with the World Bank boss warning that the political gridlock in the United States over the looming debt ceiling is rattling global markets.
If we have high aspirations for the poor, if our work is to be aligned with our goals, we must be as efficient and focused as possible. In our search for savings, we'll aim to cut costs annually by at least $400 million over the next 3 years.
And political analysts say the MDCT's move to openly discuss succession issues is an indication that it is under pressure to come up with plausible changes to convince the electorate that it can still win the next national elections.
The supporters may be facing, if we continue to attribute the loss to ZANU-PF, the question is, does it mean that the party itself was not sleeping? Because for you to rig or to steal, someone should be sleeping as well.
The European Union representative to Zimbabwe says the regional group is still in a standby mode in its rather complicated relationship with Harare and is still waiting for full election reports from African institutions to begin dialogue with Zimbabwe. This follows remarks by President Robert Mugabe yesterday that the EU must lift sanctions to boost trade with its country, even if the bloc is not keen on removing the travel ban on him and his inner circle. Mr. Mugabe was speaking during the presentation of credentials by four new ambassadors from Europe and two from African countries at State House in Harare. The European Union had promised to lift sanctions after a free and fair election. Zimbabwe refused to allow election observers from the EU, forcing the bloc to say it will rely on reports from the African Union and the Southern African Development Community. The European Union ambassador to Zimbabwe, Aldo De La Ricia, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that they are yet to make a determination on normalizing ties with Harare.
For the moment, nothing is being decided. The only thing that happened is that on the 27th of September, ZMDC, the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation, was delisted. But for the rest, we are still on a kind of standby position, waiting for additional information that will permit to have well-grounded position of the European Union.
What exactly will you be looking at?
Well, first of all, you know that the final reports of the African Regional Election Observation Missions, in particular the African Union's one and the SADC one, have not yet been issued. We got the preliminary reports that were stating that there were some shortcomings, irregularities, and that these created a level of concern. Then we got the kind of summary of the final report, but we don't have the final report of both missions yet. And we hope and we are confident that both reports will contain recommendations on how to overcome the shortcomings and the irregularities that were noted in the preliminary report, that they were noted during the election observation mission. So this is the first element that we are waiting for in order to see what kind of recommendation come out from that and how the government reacts to that. And then we are observing what the government is doing, and we are taking into consideration all these elements in order to review our position, and the process is ongoing.
That was European Union Ambassador to Zimbabwe Aldo De La Riccia. Political analyst and director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, Pedzisai Ruhanya, says it's time for dialogue between the EU and Zimbabwe.
I think they must make their own investigations than simply saying that they are waiting for SADC in the EU. Relative to the issue of sanctions, it is not something that I can support. It is not something that we can encourage, particularly to have economic sanctions that hinder trade, that stops Zimbabweans from accessing vital budgetary support and interacting with other business and economies across the world. Whilst it is my position on that fact, but it is also not my position to say that when a regime violates human rights, when a regime kills its own people, when a regime bombs newspapers, when a regime closes newspapers, it must be simply allowed to get away with murder. That is not the argument. But there must be ways under which the African Union and the Southern African community must deal with Zimbabwe other than the international powers such as the EU and the Americans.
But African bodies, Mr. Ruhanya, have been reluctant to help, or at times they do not have adequate resources, therefore forcing countries like France, for example, to intervene in Mali and other hotspots.
That is a contested view, because we have instances, for instance, using the African mechanism, where in the 80s, I think Zimbabwe, as part of the frontline states, was involved in the liberation of other countries.
That was political analyst and director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, Pedzisai Ruhanya.